Blog Talk Radio.
Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following his words of inspiration, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
good morning, everybody, everywhere on this beautiful morning. It's a little bit cloudy, and it's supposed to rain just a little bit here in Riverdale shortly today. But this is April the 26th, and April is boogity-boogity, is moving on out of here. But we hope that this month has been prosperous, has been healthy and prosperous for you. I want you to know that we, as preachers on these programs, we notice you. We know where you are. We know what's going on. All of y'all looking just great today, just looking beautiful, wonderful, as the Bible would say in the book of Psalms, that I'm fearfully and wonderful made. And I know that you're getting up this morning, or you're already up, and some of you already started on your way. I know down in Rome, probably they already going to their job for school, and Mary and her family, and those whom she normally pray for, and Sister Brendan, everybody's looking good. But we are aware of your hurts. We are aware of your concerns. We as preachers, we do listen when you have prayer requests. And so even though you may be looking good and dressed all up and getting ready to start your day at work and everything, there are just so many things going on in your life that we are aware of. And that's why we continue to pray. That's why we continue to have these devotions in the mornings, to let you know that you're not alone, that you're not standing out in the wilderness by yourself, that there are some people who are still concerned about you. I hadn't talked to a particular person for a while, and they kept calling, wanting to know what's going on with you. Where are you? This, that, another. Those are your real friends, not the people who just drop you and just don't ever check on you or anything of that sort. And so I really did appreciate that call to find out what was going on with me and things that sort, because we used to talk all the time. There are a lot of people who would just drop you and just wouldn't say nothing to you. So I want you to know that as you start your daily routine, I know many, you getting ready to get in your vehicles, or you're already the man, as you would say. Some of you are disgusted with your job. Some of you are disgusted with what's going on with your families. There are some of you on this call who are now caretakers. You used to not be, but now you, instead of sending your mama or your daddy or somebody in your family to a nursing home or whatever it might be, you've decided to bring them back in your home and care for them. That is not an easy task, I'm telling you. And many people had to put their lives on hold just to do that. Some have started out to be this or do that, or they had a good job offer, but they had to turn it down because of their loved one. That they said they wasn't going to throw you away, that whatever they do, they was going to keep up with you and try to attend to you. And so even though some of them are in a rehab or in a nursing home or something of that sort, the family member go every day as if they worked at that place to see and to take care of their family. So we know what your hurts are. We know what's going on with you. We're not thinking that everything is just hunky-dory and you just got up this morning and boy, everything is just as super-duper, as I say sometimes, things are just super-duper. They're not super-duper. They may be super, but not duper. And so we're so thankful that you're on this call in the morning. We do feel your pain, and we do need you. We do know about your hurts and your conditions, even though sometimes we don't get a chance to have a prayer request that comes just from you. But I would recommend, as we go through this program, and as we always do, and as our minister does, a fantastic job of bringing us closer to Christ, because Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. And one of the songs we used to sing was "Just a Closer Walk with Thee," just a closer walk with Thee. He said, "I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee." Then he says, "Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but Thee, dear Lord, none but Thee. When my feeble life is over and time for me won't be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er to that kingdom shore, to that kingdom shore. Says just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, if my plea, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. So we know what's going on. We know what's going on with you. And like I said, some of you have been promoted on your job, and you're now a new supervisor, so to speak. And some of the people that you used to associate with and was friends with and you ate lunch with and all that kind of stuff, you're trying to lead now, and they're your biggest headaches. They're your biggest headaches. And so just ask for God to give you strength, give you wisdom to do your job that you have been trained to do. And just don't let your adversaries, which would be some of your friends and all of those people. Very seldom do I say if I had it to do over again, but every once in a while that run across my mind, because if I had it to do over again, I would probably be more in charge, I'd be more aggressive in what I was trying to do, to set more standards in what I was trying to do. And one thing that I liked about used to like about Colin Powell before he died. Matter of fact, when I moved to Georgia, he was in charge. He moved to Georgia. When I moved to Georgia, Colin Powell did. And became the lead over here at the Army base. And one thing that I've noticed about him, whatever position he was in, he fulfilled it to his capacity. In other words, he wasn't scatterbrained all over the map. Whatever position that he was in, he paid attention to that particular position, and he pretty much gave his all in all. Well, unfortunately, there are some of us who are in various kinds of positions that we don't give our all in all, that we don't focus on that particular job until we leave it and go to another job. We're all over the map. There are some suggestions that we could make. There are some efforts that we could put forth. And that's one of the things that I look back on some of the secular jobs that I had, is that I've done fine, but I should have taken more take charge of position and to find out some things. But sometimes you, on some jobs, you just get in the crowd and you just go with the flow. And you go with the flow. And when you do that, that takes away from your particular leadership. And so that's why you don't last long, or you lose your job, or people move you on, it's because you too much like the last leadership. You too much like the people that you are now trying to lead. You're too much about the mainstream. But companies don't grow. You don't grow. Churches don't grow. If you try, as they would say, you just try to blend in. That's a mistake, preachers. Don't try to blend in. Make a mark. Make some changes if some changes need to be made. And one of the saddest things about it is I read some periodicals every once in a while about they needing preachers. And they want some preachers that's been in the business for at least 3 years. They want him to relate to the elderly, because most congregations are 150 people. They want him to relate to the elderly, and he wants them to figure out some program for the youth, and he wants them to figure out, make sure he works close with the elders and the deacons and all that kind of stuff. He can't do that. That's a mistake. What does a 35 or 40-year-old man know about a 91 or 96-year-old person in the congregation? What did he know about his direction and his thinking and his so he needs to find his space. But so we know what's going on with you. One of the songs that I woke up this morning on my mind was "Lead Me, Guide Me." I am weak, and I need thy strength and power to help me o'er my weakest hour. Let me through this darkness thy face to see. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. The song says, lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. We used to sing that song all the time, a beautiful song. I'm talking about one of them tearjerkers. And then another song that we used to sing, he knows just how much we can bear. That's why I said on this program, we're aware of the struggles that you're going through with your health, with your children, with your mama, your daddy, your loved ones, with your job, just with life itself. But God knows. He knows just how much we can bear. We are our Heavenly Father's children, and we all know that he loves us one and all. Yet there are times when we find we need an answer, another voice, a call. If we are willing, he will teach us his voice only to obey, no matter where. He knows how much we can bear. And then he says, though the load gets heavy, and you never left alone to bear it all, ask for strength and keep on toiling. He says, thou, though the teardrops fall, you have the joy of this assurance. Your Heavenly Father will always answer prayer. Why? Because he knows. Yes, he knows. He knows just how much we can bear. And so on today, my prayer is that go on through life. Don't give up on life, and life won't give up on you. Just keep on going on through life. Why? Because Jesus knows, and I know he cares, and he knows just how much we can bear. Just keep leaning on Jesus. In this time, in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. In times like these, we need somebody to lean on, and that person to lean on is Jesus. I hope you have. Father, we thank you for this day. Go with us. Go with us through our trials, tribulations. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and slumbered through the night as if we was in the form of death. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And don't give up on life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.